Ooh, and then the build iron.
Okay. Let's put the hood on for y'all.
Look. Look, I know that the people on blast. I already know, gotta last. Gotta keep on pushing, gotta crash. I don't really know, got the...
Yo, this beat is kind of really hard to catch. Like, there's so much...
All Hit Radio.
Hola, mis amigos. This is El Hudi, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
During this pledge drive, this is what we're doing, raising money for your community radio station, getting live airwaves, getting community radio to your ears with your support and help. Thank you so much for donating and for helping this community radio station, WGXC, and every little bit helps. So thank you for listening. And the easiest way to go is to wgxc.org/donate. And you can give us whatever you're able, and that'll help us through these next years.
Cause I don't move my feet, Lord. I need reiteration. I made it complicated when it's so simple. I need an alteration, Lord. Deliver me.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord. I need to wake up again. Put that fire under my feet. Fell asleep and need a shake up. Oh, yeah. Cause I've been settling. Wasted time. I gotta make up. Bye.
take it one step at a time, at a time. But first I gotta wake up, yeah. Rise and shine, give me that high five, high five. Got with you, it's gonna be alright, alright. We can take it one step at a time, at a time. But first I gotta wake up, wake up. Help me, Lord, I need the wake up, oh yeah. Put that fire.
Praise the Lord and good morning, Brightsiders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I've been up since 4:45 a.m. I got to wake up. I'm ready to go back to sleep again. Lord, I know I need to wake up. Hallelujah. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Can't waste more time. Got time I need to make up. Is that you this morning, beloved? Hallelujah. Well, Sister Terry Ann says that's her. And I'm on that block today. Praise God. How you doing, Brother Randall?
I am well and awake. It is a little early, but I know our Brightsider listeners are up with us, and we all up and we all ready for some good music.
Amen. Well, we need our extraordinary audio engineer to be up. Ain't that right? We glad you up. We glad you here. And we are not here alone. We got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost with us. Amen. That makes us a majority. Praise be to God. Well, beloved, we are back. And yes, we do what we do. You know what we do. We do for you. We do it for us, and we do it for you too. The music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's how we roll. And I have a lineup today, 7 songs back to back, 32 minutes uninterrupted music. Yes, beloved, we have coming up for you, Come Alive by All Nations, Agree, James Johnson Jr., So Much I Can Do, Dwayne, Positioning, Fred Hammond, Secure, Sarah Telbo featuring, now I know that ain't right. Somebody Morgan, you know this spell check on these daggone computers can mess you up. We got Sarah T anyway featuring somebody. And Shelter from Manor Collective. I'm So Glad. We're going back old school. Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for Sunday. First Sunday in Lent. Yes, beloved, this Sunday of February 26, 2023. So there we go. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here and be blessed by the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Here we go. Come Alive. All Nations is up.
Yeah. This is where we come alive. Oh Lord, Jesus, this is where we come alive. Yes, sir. Woo! Miracles, signs, and wonders, Spirit of God among us, resurrection power, not even the grave can hold us. We are your sons and daughters. Fill us with living water, overflowing with the love of the Father, joy like the river. Sing! Yes, sir. Won't you feel our hearts again? You can feel our hearts again. Sing! This is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive, come alive.
Yes, sir.
presence is our desire. Let the shore where we lift your name high, and everything there comes alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Help me say, we just wanna look like you.
We just wanna look like you.
Feel
yourself to us.
Feel yours.
Show yourself to us.
not by myself. Oh no, somebody needs to know today, yeah, you're not by yourself. Everyone needs his help. Our need is critical, so we agree on a miracle. Yes, we do.
Serve a great God who can do great and mighty things in our lives, but we have to let him. There's so much I can do if you only trust me to. A bud becomes a rose, my mysteries unfold. There's so much I can do. If you only believe,
if you only just believe,
I move mountains, control the seas,
give
a life eternally. There's
so much I can do.
Oh, I can take the pain,
take the pain.
With nothing to gain,
yeah.
Then I'll turn your wrongs into right.
There's so much I can do.
Oh, come on and declare,
there's so much I can do.
If you only trust me to, I'll touch every part of you. I'll feel you through and through.
So much I can do.
For I am.
Story he can tell.
Turn around.
set you free.
There's so much I can do.
So much.
So much.
So much I can do.
Sometimes in a life, there comes a point. Seems like we're standing still. Then we can lose our fight. Then we lose hope. Then we question as well. But don't be discouraged, because
God's
yes, he is.
Your hands together.
You sold. You just one.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Iqra Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Iqra Hudson in Catskill, New York, WGXC.org on your smart device. We are wrapping up our winter pledge drive, and we're looking for some donors to help us reach our goal. We're just a little bit short. The station's goal for $5,000, and we're just a little bit short on that. So we're looking for your help and your support. We need sustaining supporters that'll contribute monthly. And the average donation monthly is about $15. You're able to do $15 to become a regular supporter. Or if you can't give monthly, but you'd like to give something, please give us a call at 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. You can also mail your donation in at WGXC, care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Iqra, New York, 12405. Yes, beloved, we are listener-supported radio for listening ears, open ears, open hearts, open minds. And that's what we do, and we do it for you, too. So be a partner. Or if you're already a partner, thank you. Snaps and claps to you. We appreciate you. Keep on doing what you're doing. And if you can't, do a little more. All right. We'll be here that we can do what we do. We come to share the music with the heart, a mind, and the soul in mind. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we've got more music coming for you right now with Secure Shelter. I'm so glad. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
You are my guiding light. 9 verse 19 declares, though the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against him. Whether that enemy be stress or whether that enemy be pain, I came to let you know that God is going to raise up a standard against him. Come on!
Though my enemies rise like a flood,
Father, you will raise a standard.
Oh,
like I've never known, like I've never known.
What shall I do? I'm
so glad trouble don't last always. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Yes, beloved, we so glad trouble don't last always. Amen. Amen again. Well, I tell you, this World Wide Web situation, the technological advances of the last century, communications, brings worldwide news to our doorsteps, minute by minute, moment by moment, in real live time. And I just happen to believe that God has orchestrated it that way. It is intentional. It is divine mind. And so beloved, what can we do? We got to go with the flow. Amen. I want to share with you some thoughts that I had along those lines. I believe they're the divine mind thoughts. I believe they were downloaded to me. You know, we are in the midst of Black History Month, and I really had intended to share a little bit about the Black presence in the Bible. That was where I was going to go and wrapping up my Black History Month, revelations. And, Africa being called the cradle of civilization by scientists for decades now, and the more advanced the equipment and the technology becomes, the more they get solidified in saying that the earliest DNA they can trace in the hundreds of thousands of tests that they have run point back to Africa, even the southern part of Africa, even particular countries in the southern part of Africa, Namibia being one. So I had to get that in because that's where I wanted to go, but God would have me go someplace different. So I'm going to do that for the next couple of minutes. So beloved, Turkey had these earthquakes, three in about 3 weeks. And the first one, which was 7.8, I guess, one of the highest, if not the highest ever, had a death toll of between Turkey and Syria, 50,000 lives. 50,000 lives were lost. And, you know, when I heard that, it took me back to a biblical story about when there were some young people that were making fun of a prophet. I think I might have talked about this before, talking about this earthquake, and how, you know, in reading that story, it sounds so fantastical that in a day, so many thousands got swallowed up by the earth, that the Bible records it, you know. And then we hear and read these things that are happening in our contemporary times, and we realize that, you know, these stories are not so fantastical. They are really actual and factual. We think of them, we pray for them. You know, certainly our country is one that always tries to rise and respond to the cries of people around the world. So we know that there's support being sent, and other developed nations, hopefully, who have the means to be a support, are doing that and sending whatever they can to assist. The Turkish government is, of course, you know, doing a great job and a great work of trying to take care of the people who have been displaced, businesses and hospitals and all these other kind of things that have been destroyed and lost. And sometimes we look at these headlines, we hear these stories, and they just, you know, they're just news blips, you know. But the Lord just had me sit and dwell with that for a minute. And so I wanted to find out more about Turkey. I knew that there was some biblical lands, you know, that were connected or associated with Turkey. And beloved, what I discovered, and I want to share, it was an article written in 2016. It was written by Yahweh Restoration Ministries. It was a research about Turkey, the biblical land of Turkey. And beloved, hear this. There are arguably more Greek, Roman, and Christian ruins in Turkey than either Greece or Italy. As a cradle of civilization, traces of mankind's religious journey throughout history are evident in the pagan temples, Christian basilicas, and Muslim mosques that are scattered throughout the cities and countryside. The ancient philosopher and contributor to the Bible, Aristotle, lived there during the 3rd century BCE, before the Christian era. Paul the Apostle, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, was born in southern Turkey in a city called Tarsus. And Timothy, his mentee and an early church pastor at a young age, was born in Lystra, not far from Tarsus. Most of Paul's ministry took place in the land of Turkey as well. Almost all of his first and much of his second and third missionary journeys were in Turkey. Paul wrote letters or epistles to the churches in Galatia, Ephesus, and Colossae. All were Christian assemblies in Turkey. He preached at Pergamos, Troas, Assos, and Ephesus, and many other cities in Turkey. The Apostle Peter wrote his first epistle to believers scattered throughout the Turkish provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Tradition states that the death of Yeshua, or translated in English, Jesus, at his death from the cross, Jesus instructed the Apostle the Apostle John, to take his mother Mary and to be her son. And John took Mary, the mother of Jesus, with him from Jerusalem to Ephesus in Turkey. And he headed the church there, the assembly there. John cared for Mary there until his imprisonment on the island of Patmos. And the island of Patmos is off the Turkish coast. It was on the island of Patmos that John had a vision and wrote the book of Revelation that contains letters to the 7 churches: Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea, all in present-day Turkey. Tradition also states that early believers at Ephesus built a house for Mary and looked after her until her death in Ephesus. Almost every Turkish village has ruins of ancient civilizations dating back before recorded history. Haran, where Abraham and his family lived after they left Ur, is located in Turkey, as well as Mount Ararat, the place where Noah's Ark landed. Surprisingly, most of the New Testament apostles, assemblies, and activities were located in the present country of Turkey. There are more biblical points, more biblical facts that connect in Turkey. And so, beloved, it is my belief that what we are seeing and happening in Turkey is not coincidence, is not happenstance, and it behooves us to seek God for what it is that God is saying to us. We've already been talking about the upheaval of traditions and the upheaval, you know, of wickedness and violence and crime and murder and man's inhumanity to man just on the high rise. We've already looked at markets that, you know, use people. And the Bible talks about usury, you know, charging people exorbitant interest rates. And Dante's Inferno talks about a level in hell for people who do usury. I mean, there are so many things. And I think that, you know, if we don't examine what God says to us in his word, even in every religious tradition, you know, major religious tradition, as we say, you know, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, beloved, we got to pay attention to the signs of the times, all right? In Hebrews chapter 10 and 31, Paul the Apostle wrote, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing. We are to fear his power, fear his anger, fear his wrath." So many of us, even Christians today, we live and move and have our being as if God don't matter.
what God says matters. What God wants matters. What God does matters, beloved. Amen. So let us put that in our minds as we continue to enjoy the life that God has given us and to be a blessing in his name. Lord, bless us that we can bless somebody else. Help us so we can help somebody else, because our eyes are open and our ears are listening, and we're listening and we're looking and we're seeing you, God, and we're listening for you. Beloved, that's my spiritual social commentary for today. Ain't no coincidence. It's a God incident. Amen. I'm praying for you. Pray for me. And remember never to forget, God does love us. And sometimes that love can be tough. Tough love. Amen. All right, beloved, listen, I'm getting ready to get out of here. But praise the Lord. I got some more music. Superhero prayer. Oh, my gosh. I'm almost out of here. We're going to end with Superheroes Prayer by Miss Tamla Mann. I want to say happy birthday to all you February babies as we wind down the month of Happy Black History, American History Month, to all of those who are of the Black African diaspora from wherever in the world you came and you came here. Happy Black History Month to you and to all the allies and all the friends of the African world. God bless you till we meet again. Remember, beloved, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the clouds in the sky may be, the sun is still here and the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Behold, when you see these things, Jesus said, know that your redemption draw nigh. God loves you. I love you too. Till we meet and speak again. God bless you. Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm out.
Superheroes dream of days when they will be far from all the trouble that life brings, to save humanity. The strong at times get weak, the fear they fail, the world won't let them sleep. Please say it's not too late, the planet's filled with hate, bloodshed on the streets can't be our fate. Before the story ends, we still believe somehow we sure could use a superhero now. Superheroes cry alone, they question why. There's so much heartache, should they even try? When will we realize, together we must fight, till peace on earth, there's no light in the sky. Robbed of empathy, we've lost our sight. Till we all matter, no one can be